the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Right now, it's America's favorite radio game. It's called Name That Blank.
Name That Blank.
Name That Blank. Our contestants are gathered on the Straight Talk Hotline. Cutting your wireless bill in half feels good. Get 25 gigs of high-speed data for $45 a month. That's up to 50% less than the other guys. Straight Talk Wireless. Let's meet those contestants. Felix in Grand Rapids. Hello, Felix.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. Greg in Tennessee. Hello, Greg.
Hey, buds.
Hey, bud.
Hey.
And Rich in Pennsylvania. Hey, Rich.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Well, let's play this game. Your name is your buzzer. Buzz in with your name when you think you know the answer. Whoever gets the most right will have the most right, and they'll always have that for themselves. You all get fancy, or rather lucky idiot accounts. We're going to give you a blank to name in this list that was created by Rachel. Steve will play an audio clue that will help you name that blank. And then you'll buzz in.
Yeah.
It's a good time to start sorting your books there at the library.
Here we go. How's it going getting in and out of your pickup?
Number one, name the video game.
Sounds scary. Joe.
The library.
Someone's got their radio good and loud, that's for sure.
You are all turds. Joe. It's Pong.
That is correct. Joe leads 1-0. Well, Rachel, you really went for the throat with a game filled with sound.
I know. I thought this one would be fun because...
It's not.
Man, you're wrong.
I think I tend to be
this is
wrong
an audio
a lot
medium.
When it comes to fun.
And you chose a game that has the soundtrack of...
Static.
But it also makes it harder to guess.
It does make it harder to guess when you don't play any audio on an audio-only medium.
Exactly. See, I make it challenging over here.
September 12th is National Video Game Day, and we owe it all to Pong, the Atari game that kickstarted the industry. Pong was released in 1972 and cost one quarter a game to play, which was three times the price of any pinball game at the same time. What? Really? Man. All right, number two. Name the holiday. Hold on. Who's got the radio turned up? Felix, Greg, or Rich?
We'll find out in 15 minutes.
What?
All right. Well, we can't thank you enough for your time.
You guys were all bad.
Yeah. You might have been great individually, but collectively.
Nope. As a team, you were the worst.
Hot Wings Joe, Steve, and Kelly squaring off against each other with Rachel's list. Number two, name the holiday.
Joe.
Kelly.
Joe.
Christmas.
Incorrect. Kelly.
Hot Wings.
Independence Day.
Incorrect. Hot Wings.
Oh, Easter.
No. Joe. Joe.
Labor Day.
No.
Joe.
Anyone other than Joe?
Hot Wings. Hot Wings.
Hot Wings.
Halloween.
Yes. The Nightmare Before Christmas was released in 1993, produced by Tim Burton, based on a poem Burton wrote when he animated for Disney, and all of the songs were written before the script.
I didn't know he animated for Disney.
All right, number three. Name the TV show.
Captain's Log. Stardate.
Alex.
Star Trek.
Correct. September 8th, 2 days ago, Star Trek Day. In 1966, the first episode aired on NBC, making the show 55 years old. It's often credited with changing the tone of science fiction, giving a positive outlook of the future instead of showing it as something to fear. Most of the cast got together to celebrate the 55th anniversary of its premiere. Who didn't go?
Shatner.
Leonard Nimoy. That's right. Oh. Both of them correct.
Nice. The guy who played Bones.
Yeah.
Most so of far, them are dead, aren't
it,
they?
Nailed it. Nailed it.
Except for Uhura.
Yeah. Number
Michelle
four.
Nichols.
Name the app.
Erica Albright's a bitch. Do you think that's because...
Joe.
Steve. Joe?
It's got to be Twitter.
No. Steve.
Facebook.
Yes.
Hmm.
Facebook was founded on February 4th, 2004 in Cambridge, Mass. With over 2.89 billion monthly users as of 2021, it is the largest social media network in the world. And boy, isn't the world a better place because of it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, totally.
It's brought us all together in a smaller cosmos.
Mm-hmm. It's nice.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Rachel will give any of you a dollar out of her pocketbook if you can get this one right.
Oh, your pocketbook.
I have a $5 bill in my backpack.
You're
going
right
to
put
now.
That up for risk?
I'll put up $5.
You think one of them will be able to get it?
I think one person will be able to get this, and if you do, I swear on my life, I'll give you $5.
Number five, name the actor.
I thought painting ourselves rainbow color using condiments Joe. And stuff from the Joe. Fridge so we...
No, I don't know. Danny DeVito.
Was it Danny DeVito? Nay.
You could pretend to be rainicorns. It was a good idea when you pitched it to me 5 minutes ago.
God, I recognize that voice.
But now I'm not so sure, man.
We shall call this adventure the one where larger-than-life heroes.
Joe, go ahead.
You want the actor? The
yeah,
voice actor?
That's what they want.
Dan Harmon.
Nope.
The other guy.
The other guy.
Is that Rick and Morty?
No.
No.
What is
come
this?
Come in small packages.
Let me tell you something, Ultimatrix. Wrath is sick of you not working right. It's not even funny anymore.
Hot Wings.
Chris Farley.
No.
And that sounds just like him in that clip.
That clip, that sounds like just like
you're not going to be able to name this actor because you've never heard of this actor.
What?
Who got power no one else got? Not even Spider-Man.
This is a voice in Futurama. What else was this actor in?
He's in Princess Mononoke. He's in Adventure Time. He is also in Kim Possible. He is in multiple Final Fantasy games.
I don't know what
he
any of those
does voices
are.
In Family Guy. He's been in Rick
I know
and Morty.
What all of those things are, and I have no clue.
He's been in almost every cartoon I've ever watched.
Well, yeah, it's a voice actor. There's a lot of random
is
voice
it Dan
actors.
Dan Castellaneta? Billy West.
He's got such a recognizable voice.
Well, and that's why everybody knows him.
Face.
Yeah,
name.
I'm so, I am a little surprised that you guys don't know who this person is because I thought you guys would recognize him from Futurama. That's what I was banking on for a little bit here.
John DiMaggio. Oh,
you'll recognize
John DiMaggio.
You guys will
Joe's
definitely,
brother.
You'll recognize this clip.
Why would he be upset about truffles? He stopped yelling at us.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Once you said it, now I know.
Of course it's so obvious that it's John DiMaggio.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, his brother Joe is the greatest hitter of the 1950s, and John continues to put out the hits.
Gosh. They're not related.
Final Fantasy games.
On all my favorite animated things.
They are related. It's
cartoons.
In the fact.
Oh, yeah. John.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's amazing. So
I'm going to stop making these lists.
Old Johnny D.
Johnny D is an American actor most famously known for his roles as Bender in Futurama. I don't know why this is telling me this. It's obviously something we all know. Jake the Dog in Adventure Time.
I know.
Dr. Draken in Kim Possible.
Right.
And many more. He was born and raised in Plainfield, New Jersey, and was the executive producer of I Know That Voice, a documentary on acting with your voice.
Yeah. Oh, man. God. Beloved
if
household
name. If you had said
name
the executive producer of the documentary, I would have gotten it in the first 2 seconds.
You would have.
It's John DiMaggio.
Yeah, of course.
Directed and produced.
I don't even need an audio clue. John DiMaggio.
It is New Jersey's most famous person. That's a fact. Lock it in.
Yeah. Springsteen bows at his teat.
Mm-hmm.
Number six.
All four of them, because that's another John DiMaggio fact.
Yeah, it's four teats.
He does.
And they're all functional.
Joe, he was in Rick and Morty.
Yeah, I know.
Duh.
I just didn't recognize it at first.
Tell us something we don't know.
Sam writes, the John DiMaggio? No way.
Yeah, we got actual clips of his voice. We ain't small time in here.
Yeah, we paid for that.
Here we go. Number six. Probably the last one.
What?
Name the state.
Owings.
Joe.
John DiMaggio.
New Jersey. John DiMaggio's hometown. State.
Everybody has those days. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. Everybody gets that way. Everybody makes mistakes.
I think
I'll get your back on this one. Rachel is so...
I don't know.
Are you pissed? Like, you're legitimately pissed, right?
In no way is this a display of your age.
That's, I bet this is a song by Hannah Montana.
Oh.
We're asking you to name the state.
Joe? Miley Cyrus.
Hot Wings.
Wrecking Ball.
No. Kelly?
Oh, I go with Montana.
Joe.
Good one. Oh, no, I was going to say USA.
State of DiMaggio.
Mm-hmm. I would like more.
I don't want to give this up.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.